This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An aide to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed on Sunday Israel had accepted a framework deal for winding down the Gaza war, now being advanced by U.S. President Joe Biden, though he described it as flawed and in need of much more work. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has the story.
In an interview with Britain's Sunday Times, Netanyahu's chief foreign policy advisor, Ofir Falk, said Biden's proposal was a deal we agreed to. It's not a good deal, but we dearly want the hostages released, all of them. Biden said the first phase entails a truce and the return of some hostages held by Hamas, after which the sides would negotiate on an open-ended cessation of hostilities for a second phase, in which remaining live captives would go free.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Officials from the United States, Israel, and Egypt ended a meeting in Cairo on Sunday, with Egypt sticking to its position that Israel must withdraw from the Palestinian side of the Rafah crossing for it to operate again, two Egyptian security sources said. Israel seized the crossing on the Gaza side in May during its offensive in the city of Rafah along the enclave's southern edge, angering Egypt, which said it would stop cooperating with Israel on a crucial artery for aid into the Strip and evacuations out of it. Thousands took to the streets of New York City in support of Israel on Sunday, waving Israeli flags and carrying a banner reading, "Bring them home." The Celebrate Israel march down New York's Fifth Avenue was one of few public gatherings in support of Israel since the war began on October 7th. The majority of demonstrations in the U.S., particularly on college campuses, have been pro-Palestinian.
All of them.
This is VOA News. U.S. and Chinese defense officials offered competing visions for Asia, even as they agreed to keep channels open during a security summit that wrapped up Sunday in Singapore, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
This was Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin's first face-to-face meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Defense Minister Dong Jun. High-level talks that China had rejected until recently. Austin insisted war is avoidable and dialogue is necessary.
And every conversation is not going to be a happy conversation, but it is important that we continue to talk to each other.
There is much to talk about, including China's military threats against democratic Taiwan. And in the disputed South China Sea, Chinese ships have harassed much smaller Philippine vessels. Those hotspots make it even more important for the U.S. and China to keep talking, many regional analysts say. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has called for his country's political parties to overcome their differences and find common ground to form the first national coalition government in its young democracy. South Africa on Sunday announced its final election results, confirming no party won a majority, and unprecedented coalition talks were starting to find a way forward for Africa's most industrialized economy. The African National Congress Party had already lost its 30-year majority after more than 99% of the votes were counted by Saturday and showed it couldn't surpass 50%. Mexico is voting in an election on Sunday, likely to choose the country's first female president, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Claudia Sheinbaum, the former mayor of Mexico, has maintained a comfortable double-digit lead in opinion polls for months. She arrived for the vote amid a sea of media and applauding supporters, many of whom chanted Presidenta, Presidenta. Her opponent, Xochitl Galvez, leads a coalition of parties that have had little historically to unite them. Mexico goes into the election deeply divided. Friends and relatives no longer talk politics for fear of worsening unbridgeable divides. Meanwhile, drug cartels have split the country into a patchwork quilt of warring fiefdoms. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korea says it will stop sending trash-carrying balloons into South Korea, claiming its campaign left the South Koreans with, quote, enough experience of how much unpleasant they feel. The North's announcement on Sunday came hours after South Korea said it would soon punish North Korea with unbearable retaliatory steps over its balloon activities and other recent provocations. It's unclear if South Korea will move ahead with its punitive measures following North Korea's message. I'm Joe Ramsey.